Hello. It's been a long, long time. I remember saying when we said we're going to do this, the last time we actually recorded one of these. Remember that time I recorded the stuff on Rock Band?
Aye.
That was the last time I done that. But when was that? Because I can't remember. Was it last year or is it this year?
Last year?
I can't remember.
I'm sure it was last year. I'm determined. I think it was last year.
Yeah, I had a feeling this last year. So, Andrew, how are you?
Fine, I'm really, really bored. I can't find a job.
You can't find a job. I'm still a student, technically.
I still have a job as chippy. I don't think I want to do that.
No.
Because I'm tempted to eat all this food, not cook it, eat it.
That's why everyone at McDonald's is fat.
If I work at chippy, I work at Marie's with a nice pizza and a nice free chippy.
Yeah. What am I doing? I'm not doing anything. I finished college. When did I finish college?
A couple of weeks ago.
That was more than that. I finished college about 3 weeks ago. A
couple of weeks is kind of basically 2 weeks.
I know, it's just next week. So that was 3 to 4 weeks ago I finished college, which is sad.
I finished 4 years ago.
I know, but I really liked that college. I've been there for 2 years and I got to know the lecturers now, and even the last day of college we actually went out for a drink.
I do that every day.
I know, but not with your college lectures, because I'm cool.
My college lectures
are. A few days after, I don't think I told you this, did I? No, I didn't. I haven't told you. I think about a week later, was that a week later? I think it was. I woke up to a lovely email. And
email.
And in this email, I got a. It's from my.
High teacher.
No, it wasn't a naked picture of Doug. It was an email from Doug, and it said, "I was crap myself because
look at my penis."
And I actually hand in three different parts of my graded unit. So I had the planning, which I got 18 out of 20. Uh-huh. That's good, I know. Then for my developing, the actual part where I had to make the program thing, I got. What did I get? 57 out of 60? No. 54. Yeah, 54 out of 60. I know, I'm not good. Then, for the next part, I had to get 20 out of 20 to be the highest in the class. The funny thing is, I came in the next day. My friend Martin, the questionable gay man.
Questionable gay man?
Yes.
Not credible, he's gay.
I know. Shh. And, and he got the highest mark in the class. Well, I was pissed because while doing this.
I know why.
Just wait. I haven't finished my story. While I was doing my program, I thought it was amazing. I was like, I'm definitely getting an A. If I do get the highest in the class, I'll be angry.
Pull your hair out.
Pull my hair.
But you put it done about that way, I think.
I know. So I. No, I didn't pull my hair out. So I was pretty upset. Then this email came across. It said that I also got the highest mark in class. Me and him. And I think he was angry because he sent me a text saying, well done. Then completely changed the subject. I wanted to keep talking about how amazing I was and how good I am. But no, he kept changing the subject. I don't think he was pleased at all. But still, I got the highest mark in the class. And personally, my thing was better than his. So.
My mom got the highest mark because he was... He said, do you know what the arse?
No. Anyway, so I got the highest in class, and at the end of the year, my graduation, which is the awkward time of November, I get an award.
A diploma.
A diploma and an award.
Money.
I want the award. I want the seat. I don't care about the diploma. I want the award.
Money.
If it is money, that'd be great. Because paying £300 every 10 weeks to get into uni isn't fun.
I don't know. It could be saying, that man's not real.
Okay, so, anyway, that was that story. What else happened? Anyway.
Panther time.
Yes, it's Panther Talk with Sean and Andrew. So, recently my mother, was it recently? Yeah, it was. About a week ago, 2 weeks ago, she was outside walking down this very long path that we have. And in the distance, and actually, our front garden's basically a glen. Your back garden's a glen, basically. Just this giant area filled with trees. And she saw this big... She thought it was a dog at first. This big black thing, sitting on a tree. I was like, why is that dog up there? And she walked closer, then the thing turned around, and these big, bright yellow eyes, and it started going up the tree, and had this big, long body, and this really long tail. And later in the day, she went over to the tree, and had big, giant claw marks on it, as if it was scratching it, like a scratch pole. And what do animals scratch poles? It's cats. So it's a big, giant thing. Puma or panther, I don't know. One of the two. I'm not really good with
your
animals.
Panther, your eyes. Is it your panther?
Yeah. Then, so everyone thought she was crazy because she's saying, "Oh, that's a big black cat." I was like, "Ha ha, no, you didn't." And and it happened. Another two, three more people saw it. This woman and her mum. They were walking down the glen. And they saw this big black thing standing. They thought it was a dog at first. Then he says, "That's not a dog. That's a big cat." And the first thing they saw was the big yellow eyes. But it let them pass. It wouldn't attack them because there were children with them. And you know those animals don't like big numbers. Yeah. They only attack you if you annoy them.
They only attack you if you're in one single group. If you're in a big group,
they leave you alone. So that happened.
Animal instinct.
And this guy who's written books about these things is coming out here to collect poo. And hair, and the claw marks. I don't know how you can look.
Cats even, well, that'd be a bit different.
And so he's kind of collect them, see if it's actually what we think it is.
Like who?
Then,
this guy's
I went to see The Hangover 2. Well, the poo you can analyse, like, for what if it's a certain species?
Here's a guy.
Ooh, what is in that poo?
Analysing. Can I
So, not long after that, I went to see The Hangover. This is just basically an update of my life. Went to see The Hangover with my friend Bill. That was fun. Not long after that, went to see Bon Jovi. That was awesome. Got free tickets to see that. That was cool.
I went to see Soto.
He's amazing live. Even though he tore ligaments in his leg, that's why he wasn't running around a lot. You can actually see the brace on his leg. So... But you're still really good. Really sexy as well. Like, what a smile.
Are you trying to
get? I'm not trying to get, I'm just, you know, I'm not proving a point, I'm just stating the obvious. He's a nice guy.
Ugly
as bastard. I happened to be sitting in a place where there was thousands of women behind me. There was, like, so much that a group of women asked me and Bill to take pictures of them. We also photobombed someone, which was cool. These two women were sitting in front of us, and they were directly in front of us. They turned their iPhone around to take pictures and stuff, and there was a gap between them. Me and Bill just got together, tried to get in the gap and waved, and they knew because they turned around and looked at us. So we were on that photo, which was awesome.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thumbs up.
So that was a great night. From one thing, and you know what that is. Nothing. Nothing. But it's okay.
The Pope's gay.
Something might happen. We might meet in the future.
The Pope lives here.
What else happened? Oh yeah, I saw this woman who was wearing this really short skirt.
Oh, hello.
No.
Oh, wait.
She wasn't pretty. She was wearing this really short skirt and these boots. And she was really tanned, so I was walking and she was facing the other way. I was like, well, she's a slut. I know it's not a nice thing to assume, but yeah. She was all over this guy at the time, so.
You're a whore.
She's not a whore. Don't say that.
Slut, hooker, whore, same thing. Same different thing.
I don't know, but she's all over this guy who, I guess he's trying to get free drinks or something. And I was like, oh, hopefully I don't see her again. And she was sitting near me at the time, so I was like, weird. What else has happened? Instead of my life, what has happened in your life, Andrew?
Nothing too important.
Explain.
Basically, had to go to a work program in a job for 2 years.
2 years.
And I'm not enjoying it. I don't want
email.
And so you can talk about your life now. Your life
email. My life's more interesting than it has.
My life's gone.
Well, what am I doing soon? Nothing. I've got 3 months of nothing. That's how exciting my life is.
Go out, jog,
Jog? Do you think I can jog? Can barely walk upstairs.
Just not in a bad way.
Or I can trot.
Seeing a man in person is just they talk to me.
That's my horse noise. So authentic, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And then you're not with me. Just a person, right?
Is that a horse nearby, Andrew?
No issue. Bad horse impressions.
I think my horse is good, thank you. And my trotting is very authentic.
I can't go by.
No one's here to see me trot.
Just gonna look at the windies.
So that happened. That just happened.
I must have passed the trot. I must have been where the hell's wrong here.
Indeed. Oh, I also went to see the X Factor live. It was very good this year. I only watch. Oh, there's so many things I can talk about. I just remembered. I'll be on TV soon, including the X Factor. That won't be on until like August or something. So I went there. It was very good. But I also went to see Secret Fortune, the BBC show. Drove down that way.
What time
is it?
Fortune.
Secret Fortune is a show. You know the National Lottery. You know, in Saturday nights they have those shows. Like the In It to Win It, or that one, the big white seats that go red. Secret Fortune is one of them. And I'm on it. Well, I'm not on it winning, but I'm in the audience. I happen to be at the part where I sit just behind the contestants. So when the camera goes to the contestants, you'll probably see me sitting there with my bad haircut because it was a mess at the time. So I was in one episode of that. So that's twice I'll be on TV. And you'll see me there on TV. It's getting busy now, I can't trot anymore. Darn. Should we go through the glen and see if we could find a big black panther?
No,
don't be scared.
Yeah, that would be good. I get
frightened. Right, what else can we see here?
Just
how much time we got?
Don't
know. 17 minutes remaining, so much more to talk about. Well, do I set the one up there? That one? Right up there. Okay, so I really have nothing else going on in my life right now apart from those three things that happened in the past. So Andrew, you're not doing anything?
Looking for a game, I cannot find.
Looking for a game that you cannot find. What game is that, Andrew?
Skate 3.
He's talking through his teeth. He said Skate 3.
Can't find it. I'm really, really pissed.
You've been looking for that for like a year now, have you not?
Yep, I can't find it.
Blockbuster
tried. Blockbuster and Gilgit. Blockbuster and Crusade. Don't hate.
Oh well.
I've got to but I can't be arsed.
That's too bad.
That's where they go to for £18.
Two doggies are fighting each other.
A big wolf dog gets in
pain. Email. So many other things to talk about that I've wasted my time with that no one cares about. Andrew introduced me to 24. He got me a 3 season box set. So like I'll take it anyway since he's been nice and give it to me. And I'm blaming him for spending so much money on the other box sets I've purchased. Oh, actually I didn't spend that much. Did I tell you?
And agree away sleeps.
And they got me the White Stripes live DVD. I didn't tell you this, did I? You know season 4 and 5? I got them for £5 each.
Okay.
Instead of spending £50 each. Okay. Which is cool.
Sean, are you watching Fraser?
I'm not watching Fraser. Is it Fraser or Fraser?
Fraser, I think.
Fraser's yeah. It's 11 seasons of greatness. The thing is, when I actually got those DVDs for Christmas,
I thought I'd be a big fan of Fraser, but...
Oh, it's great. It's great. I love Fraser.
Niles! I think he was. Fraser was doing a woman when she was making a concert, like going on a week stage thing.
Yeah.
But he was in bed when they were acting.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, that is funny. Yeah. Oh, is it this children's show? And he's laying in the bed naked.
Just imagine yourself naked. What the hell's that?
It's a woman. I was just going to sound wrong on this. You said, what the hell's that? And I said, a woman. Not a guy? I can't tell. I'll just sit here.
You wonder what that noise is, crunching a leather.
What's here? Close up. I think we'll finish off with that, because I have nothing else to say. What about you, Andrew? Apart from this awful music playing in the background.
What's up, it?
It's not good.
I think it's good.
Whatever.
It's better than Joe Bourne Dickhead.
Oh, you didn't see that, did you?
Yeah, that's Joe Bourne Dickhead.
We'll add it to my bit and put this in.
Joe Bourne Dickhead, the biggest dickhead in the world.
Someone doesn't like you anymore, Andrew. Guess.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Our number one listener.
Oh, guess what, Harry?
The only person who does listen. But that's not necessarily true.
I thought you never liked me.
Well, I don't know that. Oh, you almost fell.
I almost ran my ankle again. The one that comes here.
I may actually upload the link to my number one hit show.
How do you know she likes me? Hey, bye.
I don't know. Ask her yourself. My number one hit show, me singing Zero Naked in the Bath. I don't think you heard that one.
Defamation.
Yep. I was like, oh, how long ago
was that? You singing Zero Naked in the Bath?
Everyone does. So much so, over 100 people have listened. That's 100 separate people. That's 100 separate people.
I haven't.
Listened to, it's actually around 125 last check. That's pretty impressive for someone who never sings in a bath. Well, I actually do all the time.
So I don't have to listen.
Indeed. Well, my iPhone battery's about to run out, and this isn't actually my main phone. Okay. I have a Windows one.
Joe Bourne.
Sorry, you're just digging yourself in a deeper hole here.
Sorry, I just been.
So yeah, this was, what did we call these again?
Audio Boo.
A Pod Boo or something.
Pod Boo, Audio Boo, Panther Boo, whatever you want to call it. Sean's Life Boo.
My show, not Andrew's. Why? Thank you for listening.
Why not my show?
Because you didn't say anything.
I said some things.
No, you didn't.
Say if you call him Joe Bourne, you know what?
You didn't say anything about your life.
Because there's not much happening in my life. Say if you're me looking for Joe, which is the most boring thing I could ever fucking do.
Email.
Fuck mail. That's a hot email.
I hope you don't get attacked. That would be dreadful.
This would be. You put the phone in, we're done there.
We're going back out anyway. I'm just putting this up to upload it, so. And I'm still recording. Why am I still recording? Anyway, that is us. Thank you for listening to my show. Not Andrew's. I love you all. I love you all. You know how much I love you all. Oh, I forgot to tell you.
God bless.
I sent a tweet. I was horny. After. Let me finish the sentence. After the concert. Do you ever get horny after a concert?
Yes, I do.
Everyone does. You have someone there, what?
I have a friend sort of there for me. Friend who, just a little bit inside.
His imaginary friend.
No.
Thank you for listening. Yeah. Do you mean your right hand?
No.
Is this your imaginary friend called Righty? Or?
Nope.
Handy?
Nope.
Right hand?
Nope.
Left hand?
No.
Foot?
You're sick.
Dog? I've gone too far.
My name is Alex.
Alex, tell us more about Alex, the lion.
Shop. I don't know if it's a lion. I ain't telling you about her.
You've never seen Madagascar? Alex, the lion!
Alex, the lion, Madagascar. It's just. Very unpleasant thing to say.
Everyone hates you right now.
I'm an unpleasant person.
Right, we're near my house, so there's not much point in. We've recorded 20 minutes of this.
Bill. I haven't had anything to drink.
Okay.
I'm a pleasant person.
I hope you all enjoyed our show.
Hour. It's our show.
We'll finish you off with some gentle trotting.
Please
go. Bye. Oh yeah.